Thousands of people who live in areas prone to flooding have failed to install basic protection. That's what the Association of British Insurers is saying today. It says the public's complacent about flooding, and even buildings guarded by area flood defences should have flood-proof doors. But the insurers themselves have been criticised by the Environment Agency for failing to protect against future floods, and local councils are criticising the government. In short, everyone seems to be blaming everyone else, as our environment analyst Roger Harrobin reports.
I'm looking due south across the estuary of the River Exe, a little village called Topsham. The scene is absolutely idyllic. The sun is glinting up off the mudflats and off the rippling water. Boats are bobbing out in the channel. A couple of years ago, this perfect scene turned a little nasty.
Waves were breaking at the first floor window level on that property there that just pokes out into the estuary.
Wow.
Yeah, so it really was pretty scary.
Richard Horn witnessed the great Topsham flood of February the 4th, 2014.
I tried to walk about 10 yards to get into my neighbour's front garden. That became clear that if I went any further, I was actually going to be risking my life.
Mr. Horn's a former emergency planner with Devon County Council. Well after the flood, he decided to check which locals had been prompted to defend their own homes from future flooding.
We asked residents to put out their flood defences, and we came up with a figure of around about 50% of properties now that in the flood zone that are protected by flood defences.
So after a huge flood, only half the people at risk from future flooding had protected their homes. Why is that? I knocked on a few doors.
Why haven't we had flood defence is in here? Probably because we're too lazy is the absolute truth of this matter. I know the government have given grants to have the flood defences, but they will only put them in if it goes over the threshold of your property, and we have never had that experience here. And
so you have to get wet to get the grant, basically?
You have to get wet to get the grant.
That's two reasons for inaction. There are more.
Roger Harrobin from the Today programme, Radio 4. Hello.
I listen to Radio 4.
Jenny Harries down the road invites me in. The flood narrowly avoided her house, but she's been deterred from installing defences by a sense that she'll escape future floods, and by a relative in the insurance industry.
He said, well, if you have flood defences, you'll have to tell your insurer. And therefore, you know, your premium probably go up, even though you weren't flooded. There's that possibility.
So you were deterred from getting flood defences,
yes,
because it would put up your insurance premium?
Yes, and I didn't think it was going to happen.
Shortage of surveyors to assess the flood prevention work is another reason for delay. So is lack of trust of builders. So is the belief that it's up to government to sort out the problem. Whatever the reasons, it seems that far too many people who are likely to get flooded are failing to look after their own property, grant or no grant. Mark Shepherd from the Association of British Insurers.
Across the UK, there are potentially hundreds of thousands of both home and business owners who could really benefit from installing resistance or resilience measures at their property.
The insurers themselves are not immune from criticism. In a report to government to be launched this month, the Environment Agency criticises loss adjusters, insurers and builders for simply reinstating properties to their original condition. Now we expect more flooding with climate change. Properties already flooded once should be upgraded, they say, to avoid a second dose of flood misery.
Roger Harrobin reporting there, 21 minutes to 9.